Kara, how are you?
I am fine this morning. Thank you, Tony.
Well, I've been the giver of doom and gloom and bad
news. I know. I've been listening to it this morning.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I try to be upbeat and find the positives in everything. But when I got this press release and when I'm watching that city council meeting, I'm just thinking, my gosh, I'm trying to find a positive, a way out, and there just doesn't seem to be. The mayor proposed a $99.5 million general fund budget, which could include 130 employee layoffs. Is this, Stan, what's your take on what you heard and what you saw last night?
Well, as the mayor said, this is the worst case scenario, and he had to present us with a balanced budget, and that's what he did last night. It's now up to council to look through this. We just received the document last night. We'll be receiving the line item detail and be able to go through this and see what cuts other than personnel that he's made in this budget, and then determine whether there are some things that council believes that we want to move around or restore, and look at that based on what's in this proposal.
So the budget basically is cut into two different pieces. The overall budget is $178.7 million, which includes separate funding for activities such as road maintenance, waste management, and sewer repairs.
Yes, that's our non-general fund part of
right.
our budget.
Well, it would seem to me that police and fire would be the last to go.
Well, again, the general fund dollars are what we receive from our property tax, income tax, revenue sharing, fees and services that we charge. Our non-general fund dollars can be the monies that we get from the federal government for our highway projects, for our road projects, from other funding sources. And so there are ways to manipulate some of those, and sometimes there aren't because of the requirements that we have and how we use those dollars. I think the thing, though, that I'm anxious to hear from the mayor, and I think the public needs to hear, is if you support the millage, what you'll see instead of this worst-case scenario. Now, we've heard that we'll restore part of the police and fire. Well, what does that mean? And I think those are some of the questions that we hopefully will answer between now and May 3rd so that people will see what it is that they're voting for.
We've had Kathy Dunbar, who is the vice president of the Lansing City Council, on quite a bit the last few weeks because she's the author of the proposed millage. And if I understand this correctly, Carol, what she tells me is even with the millage dollars that we would get in with a budget deficit of almost $20 million, that's only going to cover 10 or so. So we're still going to have a budget deficiency.
I'm not saying that we're not, but again, I think people are asking the question, if I vote for this, what is it that I can expect?
Right.
And I think everybody expects that they're going to see some kind of cuts with the budget, especially when they look at down their block and they see for sale signs and they see red tag properties and they see foreclosures. They see go and sit in their churches and see pews empty where people have had to move out of the state for jobs. I think people understand that, and especially when they see what's happening at the Capitol and some of the choices that the governor is making to fund the projects that he wants. I think people are anxious to understand that supporting this, what is it that we get for that? And I think that's going to be important for the mayor to articulate that as we move forward.
So when I have the mayor on at 8:10, I should ask him, if the proposed millage is passed, what does this mean as far as the budget numbers that you gave us last night?
Right. I think the public needs to understand that. We need to understand it as a council. And then when we're asked the question out there at neighborhood meetings in our churches, at the stores, we're able to answer those questions. I mean, just saying that we'll restore most of the cuts in police and fire, what does that mean? Will there be only one fire station closed? Will there be still, you know, I heard Teresa on earlier, will there still be 17 to 19 patrol out there? I think those are the things that we have to answer to the public right now.
It would seem to me if you've got to make cuts like this and you lose, and I'm just throwing numbers out there, 50 policemen and 50 fire folks, that there's no way that we're going to get the same service.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, the chief indicated that. I think you are looking at core services, and it's up to the public to, and we've said this right along from a council perspective, and that is, what is it that you're willing to pay for? What is it that you believe are core services out there? When you look at the budget that we were given, I believe we have currently we have 1,041 employees. That will take it down to 836 employees with the cuts that. And that's picking up your garbage, that's filling your potholes, that's coming to your house when you think your house has been broken into. I mean, all of those things matter.
Carol, I know you want to dissect and absorb this information, and then you're going to give us your opinion about the millage and about this budget proposal. We look forward to talking with you about that.
All right. Thank you.